Great. Hi, everybody. This is Kim McLaughlin, and this is week three, I should say, of Emotional Eating Solutions. And I am, as always, super excited to be here. I've got you guys all active so you can hear each other. I might mute you if kind of a lot of noises go on, but I'm really hoping today that we can be interactive. I am finding I'm doing more teaching right now and just to get some points across, but I really find the deeper learning comes from hearing each other and really expressing what's going on. So I want to, somehow you guys got muted. Hold on. What did I do? I'm going to unmute you. Okay, now I unmuted you. So now I think that'll work. So I really enjoy and find lots of value in the discussion. So I'm going to leave you unmuted, and if I mute you, then we'll just kind of have you raise your hand, which is, what is it, star six, but we don't need to do that right now. So what I wanted to do is kind of give you an overview. Today what we're going to talk about is the emotions that lead to overeating. And so this is the juiciness of kind of what we've been talking about, but we needed all those last few weeks of information to work us up to this point. So last week we talked about hungry and full and how to determine your level of hunger and fullness. And I invited you to keep track. How hungry are you? How full are you? What was your emotions? What was going on? And so I wanted to know if anybody did that and what happened, and if not, if you didn't, what happened? And so kind of, can anybody want to tell me, like, how did it go? Keeping track of your food or at least monitoring it. Did you keep track of it kind of in your head, or did you keep track of it on paper?
Well, this is Georgiana.
Mm-hmm.
I kept track of it in my head. Mostly because I couldn't find paper, but that's a different story.
Okay.
So some interesting things that I noted is I'm rarely ever hungry.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever hungry. And I tried to let myself get hungry, and what went through my head is, because it's all from the bodybuilding, it was like you always ate. Like you ate when you first got up, you ate every 3 hours, you know, and so I have this whole duality thing going on that, you know, I keep telling myself I'm not a bodybuilder anymore, I don't need to eat like that. But then I'm like, but I don't want to lose the muscle that I do have. So I just have this whole conversation going on, but I'm rarely ever hungry. And it goes against everything that I knew or was taught, you know. So
right.
Anyway.
So that's not unusual, Georgiana, is that it's not unusual for people to tell me that they're often not hungry. And it's not unusual for people to say what you were doing is you were eating according to a schedule. And that doesn't, you know, so that makes it difficult to start doing it in terms of your body and what your body is wanting. And so what I wonder is do you find that when you do eat, are you really, when you do eat, do you get to overfull?
Not usually. Really, the only time I get to overfull is when I eat food that doesn't work with my body. Like if I eat gluten, if I do gluten or if I do dairy or something like that, I can eat a little bit and feel completely stuffed.
Okay. So this is... Yeah, so when you eat things that don't quite fit, then you feel more stuffed than if you eat things that more in line with what works for your body.
Right.
So I just want to invite you to just kind of start listening to your body and what's going on, because you should be feeling hungry. And so there's been a disconnect difference between what your body is feeling, your body's natural physical hunger, and you getting the clue that that's going on. So just continue to look at it and see what's going on. Sometimes what happens, Georgiana, is that we can override our hunger, and that might be something for you to pay attention to, is that, you know, we get busy or things are going on or it's not quite lunchtime, and so we just override our hunger and kind of move through it, when if we were really listening to our body in the moment, we would get that we were hungry, because there is a physical sensation that possibly you kind of lost a little track of.
So what do I do about my, like, this diet that I don't like to call it a diet, but that's how everybody relates to it. But however I eat, right? So what if, because I'm not going to bodybuild again, and I don't want to eat where I'm going to lose the muscle that I have either.
Yeah. So I think everybody can eat according to, I'm not a proponent of any particular kind of eating. I think we all have to figure out, and that's part of the process too, is figure out what foods work for us and what foods don't, and what time it works for us and what time it doesn't. And also, as we age, certain foods that used to work don't work anymore. So I think it's something we all have to come to, and it is, you know, our diet is how we eat, rather than being on a diet. And what's interesting is that you're saying, since you don't bodybuild anymore, kind of how are you going to, it almost sounds like you have to kind of reimagine what your food is going to be like, given that you're not needing to do it for bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Yeah? So just be open, so just be open to more listening. Today we're going to talk more about how to listen to our bodies. And just be open and curious about what your body might be telling you. And just be open and curious, because it's not, you know, it doesn't happen instantly where we kind of just, you know, it takes some time to kind of figure it out. So just be in the curious mode of wondering, what is this? Is this interesting? I'm not hungry. Because I suspect what will happen is that there will be a day where you end up feeling hungry. Like, you'll begin to notice it. And so just be in the curious mode.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Great. Anybody else have anything about doing food mood log, not doing it, paying attention to their hunger? What happened to anybody else? You all are unmuted, so you can talk if you want.
Okay. It's Char.
Hi, Char.
I'm finding myself being very uncomfortable talking, which is why I'm talking. So there you go.
Okay, good.
I follow what's called a ketogenic diet. It actually works for me. I really like it. It's very different from how anybody else that I personally know eats, but I like it a lot. But one of the things that was happening for me this week, I was very aware of, you know, whether I was hungry or not hungry, and I got hungry. I also had experiences around feeling like I needed things other than what I would normally eat. But one of the things that really does happen to me frequently is that I forget to eat, and so I'll go exceptionally long stretches without eating.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, I need to eat now. And it becomes a really big deal. So
yeah,
I'm all over the map on all of this stuff.
Okay. So, but one of the things we're trying to do is I appreciate your honesty and kind of stepping out there to talk about what's going on, because really the more we talk about it, the more, and everybody kind of owns what's going on for them, the more they'll be healing, I don't know what, that's not the best word, understanding about what to do. And the forgetting to eat is really interesting. Do you have any ideas what that's about for you?
Oh boy, do I have ideas about what that's about for me. All kinds of crazy things, but I do get really busy and I am very focused. I have a lot, I'm juggling a lot of things all the time. And so I think that's part of it, is that I just get so focused on what I'm up to and I put it off. And there is, and obviously this is one of those calls where I don't have to worry about anybody repeating, or hopefully nobody thinks I'm weird, but I grew up, you know, with, I mean, my parents were great in a lot of ways. They gave me a lot of gifts, you know, personal gifts, you know, that parents give us genetically and all of the above. But one of the things my mom just didn't, she didn't think much about food that I could tell, and so she didn't think about me needing to eat. And so she didn't necessarily make sure that there was food available to me, and it was often a problem for me as a kid growing up. And you know, we had money. There was nothing like that. It wasn't. There was no poverty involved. It was just kind of a lack of attention. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, ultimately, you know, I did what I did, and my mom's response to, you know, my having any weight gain at all was stop eating. Just it's the only way, right. You know, it's the only way to take care of yourself. So eating became really a very bad thing. And so that's, it's sort of carried on. And I know it's in the background somewhere, but I'm also smart enough to know that that's not okay. But there's still this element that comes up for me in that there's something wrong with me that I actually get hungry. That's like the most personal thing I've ever told anybody. And the only other person I've told anybody I've ever told it to is my husband. But that's what goes on.
Well, I appreciate your honesty and putting yourself out there, because this is, you know, what you're talking about is kind of how we grew up and how we learn how to eat can affect how we eat today and kind of what was put on food. We carry it forward. And, you know, what we hope to have is a childhood growing up where we get food and eat it and then know that it will come for the next meal. It'll come when we're hungry. And that doesn't always happen. So I love that you get some of where it comes from. And I think what is going to be important for you is that, remember we talked about the dieting thing and the kind of starvation mode that we go into, and that's actually what you're doing, is that you're not honoring your body's fullness or hunger by even looking at it to begin with. And so part of what can be very helpful is to begin to give yourself some time during the day to notice if you're hungry. And that means really paying attention to, am I hungry right now? And I even advocate, some of my clients are so far off of really knowing when they're hungry. Like, people will tell me, like, they get up in the morning and they don't eat until 2 o'clock. And, like, how, that's a long time to go without food. Like, and they're not feeling hungry, but they're not feeling full either. And what I advocate is, like, doing on the hour. You can do a bell on your phone or a bell on your computer to just go ding and have you look and go, am I hungry right now? And just taking a second to check in, taking a deep breath and going, am I hungry right now? Because what we want to do to get out of this restriction then overeating kind of cycle that we get on is to honor our body's hunger. And the more we honor our body's hunger, the more our body knows we're trustworthy. And it's just like little kids. We just begin to know, well, we're trustworthy. We know it'll be taken care of. So that's one thing, is to, on an hourly basis or whatever, to just check back in with your body about how hungry you are and just check in. The second thing is that I strongly advocate for, and I don't follow it all the time, but every time I do, I'm better for it, is I bring food with me. I have food in my bag right now that I'm looking at because I'll need a snack today because I'm at work. And I'll bring snacks with me or food with me so that when I am hungry, I have something to eat so I'm not ravenous. And it's a, you know, it sounds so simple, but doing it's very profound. How does any of that fit for you, Char?
Yeah, and I actually do keep cashews with me all the time because I find that they're very rich and delicious, and it only takes a few to satisfy me. So, yeah, actually I do that as best I can, yeah.
But the problem then is, really it's forgetting to eat, and so it's really about then paying attention to your body more often.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Right?
That makes sense. Yeah, I like the hour of, you know, putting a little alarm and checking.
I have people who put it on, you know, they get an app, they put it on their phone or on their computer, and it goes gong, and it's like time to check in and go, oh, okay, am I hungry?
Yeah.
And you take a deep breath, check in and check in, because we want to get back into being in touch with the rhythm of our body. And sometimes that takes kind of some outside forces, such as, you know, having a little timer go.
Yes. Got it.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So, and just keep checking in once again, you know, just like with Georgiano's, like, try it, see if it works. If it doesn't, then we can regroup and try something different. But these are things that I know have worked from other with other people
in this
kind of situation. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate you stepping out.
Sure.
Anyone else on the call want to talk about what happened to them this week? Okay. Let's move on. It's okay if you don't want to talk. I mean, if you know, everybody on the call is like, it's not a have to. It's just I invite you to talk or not as it feels comfortable for you. So I'm going to move on today. I am going to today we're going to talk about emotions. So we're going to move off of the food. And another piece of this puzzle of what we're looking at when we look at emotional eating is emotions. And when we look at emotions, I think of, I'm going to put you guys on mute for the moment and then put you in Q&A if you need to, so we can kind of get through a few of these things, and then I'll open it back up. So if you need to ask a question, it's *6, and I'm going to put you guys on mute. Okay. There we go. So when we look at emotions, the thing that what happens with emotional eating is that the theory is, the idea is that emotions lead to overeating. And so what happens with when we go on a diet or when we strategize our food, which is, it can be valuable to look at food, but then what I always think of is that if overeating was a problem, then just looking at the food would solve the problem, but it doesn't. So when emotions lead to overeating, what I think of is if we get in touch with the emotions that lead to the overeating, that then we get powerful, because then we're noticing the emotions and then we do something about them with the added, with the goal that we either overeat less or we don't overeat at all, because we're in touch with our emotions, we're dealing with our emotions, and our emotions don't need to be taken care of by food. What happens is, so first I'm going to say that some of you might think that you don't eat for emotional reasons. And I'm just going to lovingly challenge you on that, if any of you think that, because what happens is that when we overeat, I'd say a majority of the time, if we track it back, we can find some kind of feeling going on before it led to the overeating. And sometimes the overeating, a lot of times I find people eat because they're bored, and that's what they'll talk about for me. Bored, stressed are two pretty large, stress isn't really a feeling, it's an amalgamation of feelings, but it's often identified as stressed or bored. So just kind of consider that if you overeat, even though you don't know that there's a feeling beforehand, there probably is, and that's what we're going to work on getting at. So what happens is that when we overeat, is that we are using that as a way to manage our feelings. And it served you well. And so I don't want to say, and we're not going to the place of saying anyone's wrong or bad for ever doing that, but it's just what happened. It's how we learned and kind of what we got over time. And I don't think I told you, I might have told you maybe the first session, kind of some of my story, but my story is that when I was a kid, you could see my pictures that I was pretty much, I think, an average weight, and then my parents got divorced. And I can see a dramatic change in the picture, you know, the school pictures, from before my parents were divorced to after they were divorced. And that was like a 2-year period. It was a significant weight change. And it wasn't until a lot later, I didn't realize that I was emotionally eating, but I was absolutely emotionally eating at that point in time. Now I can see that looking back. But the way I could tell that something was up for me as an adult looking back as a kid is I could see the see the weight gain. And now that I look back on it myself, I can see that I was really obsessing about food. It was really what gave me pleasure and joy, and I would make all kinds of odd combinations of food, and I would overeat, and I would hide food, and I would wonder when I'd have the next meal. And, for me, I think it was a lot about the divorce and how I was feeling at that time, and it was my way of managing all the feelings that were going on. It wasn't bad. I mean, it's not bad that I did it. It was my way of coping. And so what I had to learn as I got older was I needed a different way to manage my feelings. So that's my story and kind of the precursor to my overeating or emotional eating. And so if we're going to move off of just looking at the eating but looking at the emotions, we want to start identifying them. And so to identify them, we don't always have words to describe them. And I like to just start with some basic words about feelings and happy, sad, mad, anxious. Those are kind of, I think, most of the feelings that we have can be encapsulated in those. We can kind of move out. Happy can be joyful. It can be centered. It can be peaceful. Sad can be angry or overwhelmed. Sad can be tearful or I can't think of another one for sad, but you know what I'm talking about. Mad can be angry. Anxious can be fearful or overwhelmed. So happy, sad, mad, anxious can be starting spots for feelings if you're not sure which words fit. Asking, am I happy? Am I sad? Am I mad? Am I anxious? So what I find is important is to begin to notice feelings. That means noticing them and then naming them. And one way to notice feelings is to start going inside your body. And this is what we were talking about earlier when we were talking about hunger. So we want to go inside and kind of ask our body, how hungry are we? And the same thing with feelings is to go inside and just take a deep breath and go, how am I feeling? And one of the ways I think we can find kind of that helps us notice if we're having any kind of feelings is if we're having any emotional responses, such as tears might indicate some feelings are going on, tenseness in your body might indicate feelings are going on, yelling can indicate some feelings are going on, smiling can indicate some feelings are going on, shaking hand, you know, your hands are shaking like you're nervous. So those are some basics as a starting point to say, oh, wow, that's interesting. My body feels really kind of tense. I wonder what feeling's going on for me. And just taking a deep breath and asking myself, how am I feeling? So the other way to notice if we're having feelings is if we're feeling like we want to overeat. And then taking a deep breath going, I wonder how I'm feeling right now, and begin to wonder, am I happy, sad, mad, or anxious? And beginning to name it. It's very powerful in the naming of it. So one way to notice the feelings, I think you've been noticing it, that I've been doing it just now in this talk, is just getting quiet for a second and taking a deep breath. So I'm going to invite everybody to just do that. I'm going to center myself in my seat because I'm sitting down. If anybody's driving while we do this, don't close your eyes if you're driving. One way to do it is to just put your feet on the ground and just quiet yourself and begin to breathe deeply. So just invite you to do that. Just breathe in deeply and kind of do a body scan. You can close your eyes. I generally like to close my eyes so I can kind of really go inside and feel how I feel. And just notice how you're feeling. Is there anything going on in your body that might indicate any feelings going on? Right now, for me, I can feel calm because I'm breathing deeply. I also feel a little tenseness. My heart is racing a little bit. I get a little nervous when I do these calls. And so I just honor that and own that for myself, that that's a little bit about what goes on for me. And just breathe into it and just notice it. And just notice that feelings are happening. Not good or bad, they just are. So what we want to do is begin to notice those feelings so that we can notice them for the when we might be overeating. And one way to do it is before we're eating is to start noticing our feelings that are going on. Another way to do it is after the fact, is if we begin to, if we notice that we've overeaten, is to start wondering and checking in with ourselves and going, huh, that was interesting. I think, you know, I'm overeating right now, or I just got done overeating or overate yesterday, and noticing as we take a deep breath and check in and go, what was going on? What's going on? What was going on then? Or even if I'm wanting to overeat now, what's going on now? Take a deep breath, notice, ask yourself, how am I feeling? Or if it happened yesterday, how was I feeling then? It's a really powerful tool. It sounds so simple, but, you know, we talked about forgetting to eat, not being hungry, and this idea of checking in with ourselves can help us notice what's going on inside, and that's what we want to do. So I'm going to, hold on a second. I am going to, does anybody have any questions about that, about any of the feelings that I'm talking about, or does any of that not make sense? Okay. So what, that's good. I just wanted to check in and see. What I wanted to do was to look at this thing, it's am I hungry formula or system. I kind of used two different words for it. But what I sent it out this morning, so if you have it on your email, if you can get it off your email, that's great. If not, I'm just going to describe it to you. Because this is a way that we can start noticing our feelings as we're moving along in terms of noticing hungry and full. So what happens with this am I hungry formula, and I have it written out. If you don't have it in front of you, just know it's written out, and you can come back to it and look at it, because it's really, everybody that I work with finds that this is really, really, really helpful to start noticing what's going on inside of you and then what to do about it. So the am I hungry, it starts with am I hungry. So on one side it says, am I hungry? And then one side it points to yes, I am hungry. One side it points to no, I'm not hungry. So we'll get that knowing of am I hungry or not from the hungry full scale. So we'd want our hunger to kind of be in the 3 to 4 range. And if the no, I'm not hungry, comes from the I'm in a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 range, like I'm full, satisfied, and those, that's how we figure out, am I hungry? And so this would be that physical feeling of am I hungry? So what happens is that if we go to the left side of the scale, which is the yes, am I hungry? Yes. And then the next question is, what do I want to eat? And that's an important question, because sometimes it can be things that aren't necessarily in our highest good, is kind of how I call it. And so the next circle below it is, asking yourself, you know, after you say, what do I want to eat, then asking yourself, will it give me the fuel I need to do the things I need to do? And I think that's really important. I'm going to mute you guys for a second while we do this. Okay, so we're on mute right now. So if anybody has a question, just hit star, yes, star 6. So when we see if it will give us the fuel that we need, that's really having that conversation, especially if it's a food that doesn't feel like it fits for us. And sometimes that can be sugary foods or kind of fatty foods that aren't really necessarily for our highest good. But, you know, it might be something we want or don't want. But asking yourself, that will it give me the fuel that I need? And that's really helpful. So let's say the answer is yes, and we go to the next circle that says yes, it will give me the fuel that I need. And then asking yourself, how will I feel physically and emotionally afterwards? That is a key question because it helps us wonder, how will I feel physically? How will my body feel? And then how will I feel emotionally? And emotionally, we're talking about, will you feel guilty? Will you feel upset with yourself? Will you feel angry with yourself? And physically, how will you feel? I'll feel energized. I'll feel centered, ready to go, ready to do everything I have to do. If the answer is all, I'm going to feel great, and emotionally I'm going to feel fine, then eat. Then that is the time to eat. So let's say we go down through the yes, and we say, yes, I'm hungry. What do I want to eat? And ask ourselves, will it give me the fuel that I need? And sometimes the answer is no. No, it won't. And that would be things that just aren't going to give you the energy or the fuel that you need to do the things that you need to do. Sometimes we make the choice, you know, rather than lunch or whatever, to have something that's not quite, once again, in our highest good. I don't want to, you know, say that any foods are bad, but sometimes they're just not in our best interest. And will it give me the fuel that I need? No. No, it won't. So then we have to imagine, how will I feel physically and how will I feel emotionally afterwards? So let's say for me, sometimes I prefer to have salads. I prefer not to have, I think somebody talked about not having gluten as much, and I just prefer not to have as much bread. Just that's me. And so I'll ask myself, you know, what do I want to eat? Sometimes it'll be a sandwich. And will it give me the fuel that I need? Yeah, no, it's not. It's going to make me feel a little heavier than I want. So then I say, no, it won't give me the fuel I need. And how will it make me feel physically? It'll make me feel sluggish and a little heavy. And how will I feel emotionally afterwards? I might feel a little upset with myself because I'm not fueling my body in the way that I want to. And so then if you look on the bottom of the list, the next question is it worth it? And that's the question that I find for myself and others really help us from kind of going forward with food that just doesn't fit for us and saying, is this going to be worth it? Is it going to be worth it for me to not feel good? Is it going to be worth it for me not to feel okay about myself? And then I can often, more often than not, say, yeah, no, I don't really want it. So I just decide to go in a different direction and choose foods that fit better for me, that will make me feel physically and emotionally great, and then I eat that. So that's one direction, is when you're hungry. But the other direction, am I hungry? And it's no, which goes to the right of the scale. And no, I'm not hungry. What I like to ask first is, what's going on? And that would be the question about what's going on emotionally. What am I feeling? What's going on for me inside that's making me want to eat when I'm not hungry? And then noticing and naming it, naming what that feeling is, naming what's going on. And then below that, asking myself, is there a tool, is there something I can do instead of going towards eating? Is there something I can do to take care of myself? Because remember, where we're at this week is talking about emotions and what's going on emotionally. And then deciding, what could I do instead of eating when I'm really wanting to eat for an emotion? How can I manage that emotion? How can I take care of it rather than eating? And that's why over these weeks we're going to be continuing to develop tools that we can use. And if there's a tool that you can use, do that. And that will help you kind of move out front. It kind of, what I say is, it puts a barrier between the emotion and the food. It kind of gives you a barrier in between that helps you go do something else that takes care of that emotion rather than needing to use food for it. And if you can't find a tool, if it's no, I can't find anything else to do, maybe we're being a little resistant, a little, not wanting to take care of ourselves as much, a little rebellious, and we say, no, there's nothing I can do, then the next question is, a little deeper, is how will I feel if I do this? How will I feel if I eat when I'm not hungry? How will that feel to me? Will I feel upset with myself? Will I feel guilty? Will I feel shame? Will I beat up myself? How will I feel? And just really get in touch with that. And then ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to make myself, to go in a direction that doesn't feel good for myself? And what I find is over time, as we start saying this to ourselves, is it worth it? How do I feel? How will I feel? And is it worth it to feel that way? We will begin to come to an understanding that it's not worth it. Because what will happen is that we'll start taking care of ourselves, taking care of our emotions, more than we're using food for our emotions. And as we begin to notice our feelings, take care of our feelings, we're not using them to manage food and to manage, or I'm sorry, we're not using them to manage, we're not using food to manage feelings. This is really, you know, it's another game changer. And people who use it find really a lot of satisfaction with it. And I think you can see that there are quite a few points where we can start checking in with ourselves and saying, what's going on? How am I feeling? How will I feel if I do this? And the more we find that we're worthy and taking care of ourselves, the less often we're going to eat for emotional reasons because we're dealing with our emotions. I like to, anybody have any questions about that? Any of that not make sense or kind of wondering
well,
what it means for you? Go for it.
Kim, this is Georgiana.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I look to see what that question is, like how will it make me feel and do I want to do that, I all I could hear myself going in that moment is I don't give a shit how I feel. Like, I don't care if it makes me feel bad. I don't, at that moment, so whatever is triggering me, whatever the emotion is, like whether I'm stressed or upset or confronted, I'm like, I don't care. I do not care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I struggle with because I know it's going to make me feel crappy. I know I'm going to beat myself up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the moment, it's like, well, I don't care.
So, Georgiana, what is it, do you have any sense why you don't care how you're going to feel?
Because it seems to be a futile effort.
What does that mean, because it's futile?
Because it's futile, you know, I'm not going to get what I want, whatever it is, I'm not going to get what I want anyway.
What is that? Does that mean in terms of weight loss, or does that mean in terms of things in your life?
It could be weight loss. It could be finding a great man to be in relationship with. It could be, you know, anything, succeeding in my business, anything.
Right. So I don't give a shit about how I feel, and so I'm just going to eat is a way for you to kind of just, it's that rebelliousness, right? It's rebellious, like, I don't care right now. Eating this thing right now is not going to have any effect on whether I lose weight in the long haul or whether I get a partner or whether I'm successful in my business. Like, I just want to feel good right now.
Right.
Right? And so what happens is that if you kind of think of it as, I use my hands a lot, and you can't see my hands right now. But so I'm shaking my fist. There's a feeling that goes on, and then we want to eat. And so what happens is that, so we have a feeling beforehand. Let's say we're feeling upset. So I'm feeling upset about something that went on in my business. And then I decide I'm going to eat. And so what happens is that when we eat, generally we have, it can be anywhere from, people tell me they have 1 minute of happiness to an hour of happiness. It generally doesn't go on much longer than that. So we have 1 minute of happiness to maybe an hour of happiness while we eat because it feels good, it tastes good, it kind of you know, sits yummy in our tummy for the moment. But what happens is think about it. So then after we eat, what happens is then we have the feeling of, damn, I don't feel so good, my tummy hurts, or I'm upset with myself, I'm never going to get where I want to go, I can't believe I did this again. You have those feelings about eating, as well as the feelings that you started with, the feeling of feeling overwhelmed or feeling unloved or unsuccessful are still there because they never got managed by eating the food. Mm. So that's a more cognitive way to look at it, and I get that in the moment, all that process isn't going to, you're probably going to still say, I don't care, I'm just going to eat. So what that makes me think of for you and for others is that it really becomes kind of this inside job of taking care of myself besides the time with food. That means, you know, thinking of all wellness tools and things that you're going to do more often than when you eat, because you're not feeling positive about yourself. And that's what we want to do, is get you to the point where you feel joyful and happy or satisfied or peaceful. And that's an inside job. It's not about whether we have the weight loss or the partner or the business success. It's really about just how we feel with ourselves.
Right.
Right? And so what I would say for you, a big win to help this out would be, one, understanding the process, which we just talked about, and two, really considering, Georgiana, how do you take care of yourself, and how are you telling yourself, it's okay, I can do it, I'm successful, I'm valuable, I'm worthy, I'm okay, and beginning to change that mindset that says, it'll never work, I'll never get where I want, I'll never have the things that I want to have.
Right.
What's going on? What are you thinking as I'm saying all that?
Well, I think I know all that, right? Of course.
And I know you do.
and I certainly deal with that. And, you know, for the most part, I definitely am not in that point of when, I don't know, when I just don't care and feel like everything. But obviously it's enough that keeps me locked in, not, you know, eating the way that I know to do to be able to lose weight.
Right.
Because that is important to me and feel good.
Right.
So I think the stress, it's almost like a vicious circle, almost like what comes first. Do I eat something bad unconsciously and then feel bad and then go to, it's never going to work out anyway, or do I go, it's mm-hmm. never going to work out anyway, and then I eat bad? So I don't know what comes first, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh. Right, and I don't, and so it's a, I think of it like a circle, and they all move, they all, you know, kind of move around in a circle, and that if we make a cut in that circle at any point in time, we stop it going around and around. And so part of it could be, you know, do I start giving a shit about how I feel? I mean, you said that, I don't give a shit how I feel. Well, maybe it's time to start saying, I actually do care how I feel. What am I going to do to start helping myself feel more the way I want to? And that would be irregardless of what you eat.
Yeah.
That's my goal. My goal is to feel accomplished, feel successful, feel positive, feel healthy, whatever it is, or, you know, kind of a whole bunch of things that you want to, like, begin to say, I actually do give a shit. I care a lot about how I feel, and I'm going to work towards feeling better, whatever that might look like. And so if you end up overeating, it can be more of a check-in point of going, huh, that's interesting. I just overate. I wonder how I was feeling. And use that as information to check in and go, what's going on with me that I chose to do that? And what do I need to do to start taking care of myself a little better?
Okay, got it.
It takes time.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's simple. It's just not easy. It takes. We've been doing this, Georgiana. I think all of us have been doing this for a long time, and so it's not like it's going to just go away. But we start clicking away at it, checking it off. You know, kind of like breaking down the barrier. I guess I could say. You know, kind of. Hammering away, hammer. And when you overeat or when you say to yourself, I don't give a shit how I feel, that's information that we need to do a little bit more. And just using it as information to go, oh, wow, I'm not taking care of myself as well as I could. Let me focus on that.
Yeah. Well, I could see that actually putting that checklist, that whatever you call it, that thing up on the fridge would be good.
Yeah.
To interrupt my thinking patterns.
You want to put, I love that, because you want to put something in between the thought of eating and the actual doing of it. Right? If the thought of overeating or the thought of eating and you instantly grab it, or you even unconsciously think it and you just grab it, you don't have any chance to kind of contemplate, well, wait a second, how am I feeling? What's going on? But the more we put a barrier in between thinking about eating and actually doing it, the more successful we can be, because we can say, we then give ourselves this kind of buffer of asking ourselves about how we're feeling, wondering if this food is really what's going to serve us in the best way possible, wondering if there's something else we can do besides eating. And sometimes it's just a little distraction. You know, I'm a firm one for just walking away for a moment and walking to the other side of the house, or sitting down with a journal for a few seconds and writing down something, or going to do the dishes for a minute to kind of contemplate what I really want. Just a little distraction, a buffer between the thought of eating and actually doing it. It can be very powerful.
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything that's coming up as I'm talking about this? Any your head saying, no, it'll never work, or your head saying, oh, absolutely, that'll work? Anybody having that coming up for them right now? Okay. This is all good stuff, you guys. This is like the pieces that will help empower you to do what you want to do. It's not a quick fix. It's a process. It's a process. And so I just really invite you to do the process. I am going to send out something later today about making a list of the emotions that are not serving you, and also some more ideas for a wellness plan about how to nurture yourself. So we'll send that out later today along with an audio of this. And I encourage you to continue to use your food mood log and notice if you're hungry, full, and really notice what feelings are going on. Next week we're going to talk about the thoughts that lead to overeating. So the thoughts are next week. That's really, really important stuff. And I want you to know that if you guys have any questions, if you're not understanding, if things aren't making sense, shoot me an email. If things are making sense, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear what's going on. And that is it for today. I really thank you guys for showing up. The audio will be available a little later, and I'll send it all out. Anybody have any final questions before we go? Excellent. I will see you guys on the call next week, and check in with yourself, check in with me if I can be of any help, and I will talk to you all later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.